You know, I love doing this, you know, because sometimes we need to hear that words. God loves me. God loves me. And God loves you, and so do I. Especially life has been telling us something very different. Church, for the past several weeks, we've been talking about grace for the weary. Last Sunday, I had to make my sermon shorter, about cut in half, because we had our wonderful Vacation Bible School presentation. Yeah, it was wonderful, right? Yeah, BBS. Okay. But you got the message, right? Even though I cut my sermon in half. Right? I think so. Through the story of Jesus feeding 5,000, we were reminded of this powerful truth. What looked like not enough in our hands can become more than enough when we place it in the hands of Christ. And that is the grace of God. Today, Paul takes us one step further, because sometimes God's answer to our weariness is not simply removing the burdens. Sometimes God's grace comes through another person who helps us through the struggle. Paul writes, "Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." You know, there are some burdens we can see. It's a visual burdens. For example, a cast on an arm, a wheelchair, a hospital bracelet, tears at a funeral. You know, those burdens are visible. But church, some of the heaviest burdens we carry are invisible. The person sitting beside you this morning may be carrying something you know absolutely nothing about. Someone may be smiling while grieving. Someone may be singing a hymn while wondering how they are going to pay the bill. Someone may be shaking hands and say, "I'm doing fine," while their family is falling apart. Someone may be caring for spouse and quietly become exhausted. Someone may be waiting for the result of medical test. Someone may feel desperately lonely. Someone may still be carrying regret from something that happened 20 years ago. We human beings can become very good at carrying invisible things. And sometimes we become even better at hiding how heavy they are. Someone asks you, "How are you doing?" And almost automatically we said, "I'm fine. I'm fine." But you know, sometimes that "I'm fine" may be one of the biggest acts of faith we perform all week. Because inside we may be thinking, "If you only knew. If you only knew." And that's why the word of Apostle Paul matters so much. Bear one another's burden. Carry them. There's a message our culture sometimes teaches us. Strong people handle everything themselves. Don't bother anybody. Don't show weakness. Figure it out. Push through. Be independent. And of course, there's a value in being responsible and independent. But church, independence is not the same thing as isolation. And isolation is not the gospel. Because Jesus created a community. Disciples travel together. The early church eating together, pray together, share together, grieve together, rejoice together. Paul calls the church a body. Why? Because Christianity was never intended to be a solo journey. We cannot be the body of Christ all by yourself. Neither can I. I need you. You need me. We need each other. That is not weakness. That is the church. And that brings us to Luke chapter 10. Jesus is sending his followers into the world. Of course, there are work to do. People need healing. People need hope. People need to hear the kingdom of God. But notice here how Jesus sends them. Two by two. Two by two. He doesn't say, okay, listen, everybody pick a direction. Good luck. See you when you get back. He didn't say it. He sent them together. Two by two. I think Jesus knew something about us. He knew ministry would be hard. He knew life would be heavy. He knew there would be rejection and disappointment. He knew there would be days when one disciple would need the other disciples to say, keep going. Let's keep going. And church, isn't that true for us? There are days when your faith is strong and mine is weak. And there are days when mine is strong and yours weak. There are days when you can sing, it is well with my soul, and believe every word. But there are also days when you cannot sing it at all. And on those days, church, we sing it for each other. I think that is one of the most beautiful things about Christian community. When you cannot pray, I will pray for you. When I cannot hope, you will hope for me. When you cannot see a way forward, we will walk beside you until you can see again. When you forget that God loves you, we will remind you. When grief makes worship difficult, come anyway. Sit here. You don't have to sing. We will sing around you. You don't have to have the words. We will pray around you. You don't have to pretend everything is okay. Just come, because grace does not say, come back when you are strong. Grace says, come as you are. We will carry this together. But church, we also need to understand something very important. Carrying someone's burden does not always mean fixing it. Let me say it again. Carrying someone's burden does not always mean fixing it. Pastors have to learn this. Parents have to learn this. Spouse have to learn this. Friends have to learn this. Because some things cannot be fixed. We cannot fix someone's grief. We cannot bring their loved one back. We cannot make every diagnosis disappear. We cannot solve every family conflict. We cannot erase someone's past. And you know, sometimes when we don't know what to say, we say too much. Everything happens for a reason. At least they live a long life. At least, church, be careful with the word at least. When someone's heart is breaking, they probably don't need us to explain why it should hurt less. Sometimes, the most gracious thing we can do is stop talking. Stop talking. Sit down. Listen. Hold a hand. Cry. Stay. You know, there is a ministry that does not require a seminary training. It does not require a committee meeting. It does not even require a budget. You know what it's called? It's called the Ministry of Presence. Ministry of Presence. Jesus practiced it. John tells us, the Word became flesh and lived among us. God did not love us from safe distance. God came near. God entered our world, entered our pain, entered our humanity. Emmanuel, God with us. And sometimes the greatest gift you can give another human being is simply this: I am with you. I am with you. I cannot fix this. I don't understand this. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but I'm not going to leave you alone in this. That is grace. But there's another side to Paul's comment. Paul said, bear one another's burden. Then think about it. Somebody has to be willing to let another person help carry the burden. Let them help you. And for some of us, that may be actually really hard to do. You know, you are willing to help other people. You bring meal, you make phone call, you send a card, you visit, you pray. But when somebody asks you, how can I help you? We immediately said, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. Sometimes we are better at giving grace than receiving it. But church, allowing someone to help you is not weakness. Asking for prayer is not failure. Saying, I'm tired, is not failure. Saying, I need somebody to talk to, is not failure. Sometimes, one of the strongest and most courageous prayer we can pray is only two words. Help me. Help me. And sometimes God's answer to that prayer comes through the person sitting beside you. At the same time, bearing one another's burden does not mean that you have to solve everyone's life. Some of us need to hear that too, especially caring people, especially church people, especially pastors. Sometimes we begin believing that everything depends on us. If someone is unhappy, I must fix it. If there's a conflict, I must solve it. If somebody makes a bad decision, I must rescue them. But church, Jesus is the Savior, not you. And neither am I. And I say, thank God. There's a difference between caring someone and controlling someone. You can love someone deeply without being able to fix their life. Sometimes grace simply says, I will walk beside you, but I cannot walk the road for you. And sometimes we have to place the people we love back into the hands of God. So church, let me ask you, what kind of church do we want to be? I hope and pray we will be a church where people don't have to pretend. A church where someone can say, I'm struggling, and instead of judgment, they find grace. A church where someone can say, my family is having problem, and instead of gossip, they find prayer. A church where someone can say, I don't know what I believe right now, and instead of being pushed away, they find people willing to walk with them. A church where children are carried, young people are carried, parents are carried, caregivers are carried. Those who are grieving are carried. Who are aging are carried. Who are lonely are carried. Who are afraid are carried. And here is the beautiful mystery of church. Sometimes the people doing the caring are also being carried. None of us is always strong, and none of us is always weak. We take turn. Today, I may carry you. Tomorrow, you may carry me. Today, you may have enough faith for both of us, and tomorrow, I may have enough hope for both of us. And underneath all this, the strong and the weak, the helpers, the hurting, the one caring and the ones being carried are the everlasting arms of God. Amen? Paul says, bear one another's burden, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Jesus tells us, love one another as I loved you. As I have loved you. How did Jesus love us? Jesus came near, touched untouchable, ate with the rejected, wept with grieving, welcomed the forgotten. Jesus carried our sin, our shame, our brokenness, our sorrow, and ultimately, Jesus carried the cross. So when we carry one another, we are participating in the very love of Christ. Church, the world is already heavy enough. People do not need the church adding more weight to their shoulders. There is already enough judgment, enough anger, enough division, enough loneliness, enough fear. Let the church be different. Let us become a place where people walk in these doors and somehow breathe a little easier. Because somebody remembers their name. Because somebody notices when they are missing. Because somebody asks, "How you doing?" and actually wait for the answer. Church, that is grace for the weary. Not grace only as a theological concept. Grace for the weary. Grace with arms. Grace with feet. And sometimes, grace with a casserole dish. Grace that shows up. Listen, stay. Grace that carries. So, church, look around you. These are your people. Not perfect people. Not people who always agree with you. Not always easy people, I know. But God's people. And God has given us to one another. So carry one another. Pray for one another. Encourage one another. Make room for one another. When somebody becomes weary, don't tell them. Be strong. Don't tell them. Come alongside them. Help carry the burden. And when you become weary, don't be ashamed to say, "I need help carrying this." Because maybe the grace you have been praying for will come through somebody else's hand. Maybe the answer to somebody else's prayer this week will come through your hands. A phone call, a meal, prayer, a visit, a listening ear. Two simple words. I am here. I am here. Church, this is what Jesus sent us out to do. Not alone, together. Until the weary discover they are not alone. Until the lonely discover that they belong. Until hurting discover that somebody will stay. Until the tired and hurting world catches a glimpse of Jesus Christ through the way we love one another. That is the church. That is the body of Christ. And that is grace for the weary. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Would you pray with me? Gracious, loving God, thank you that we do not walk this journey alone. God, open our eyes to the burdens others carry, especially the burdens we cannot see. Give us gentle hands, listening hearts, and courage simply to stay. When we are strong, help us to carry others. When we are weary, give us the humility to say, "Help me." And when the burden becomes too heavy for all of us, remind us that we can place it into your hands. Make us a church, O God. Church where the weary find rest, the lonely find belonging, and the hurting find grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.